The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
Located in Central and Southeastern Europe, Croatia, and more specifically Dubrovnik, is just over a three-hour flight from Dublin. It's located on the Adriatic Sea and offers warm temperatures across most of the year. This in itself makes it one of the newer destination weddings for Irish couples over the past 10 years. Marcella Van gives us a snapshot of her business, what planning a wedding in Dubrovnik entails, and even some trending design ideas.
The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
My name is Marcella Ben. I'm a wedding planner from Dubrovnik, Croatia. Our website is www.dubrovnikweddinginspiration.com. You can look us at the Instagram pages as well, Dubrovnik Wedding Inspiration, for some more info. We also do have a Facebook page. It's Dubrovnik Wedding Inspiration.
Marcella, thank you so much for talking to us today. Tell me a little bit about planning weddings for yourself in Dubrovnik, and also as well, you have a little bit of an Irish connection.
I do indeed, yes. I used to live in Ireland for a while. When I was in my college times, I decided to travel abroad and learn a little bit more of Irish accents. I love to travel abroad, and I lived in three different countries, including Ireland. The fact that I'm a very communicative person. I like to explore. And after a while and all the jobs that I've did in Ireland and other countries, I've decided to go back home and eventually start my own thing.
So could you tell us a little bit about the wedding service that you provide? How long are you doing that?
So just before the wedding planning itself, well, I worked in an event company for 2.5 years, and it was a very kind of dry corporate thing. So I've started to do wedding planning 10 years ago. And I came to my family, actually, and I told them one day, listen, I have an idea, and if you're with me, great. If you're not, just be there for me, which they definitely were. So my parents started this job with me, and they're working with me.
For anyone that's listening to this podcast who's Irish and thinking to themselves, I want to go and get married abroad, Croatia is certainly up there. There's direct flights from Dublin to Dubrovnik. Can you guide us through what we need in the initial stages?
So how we start the conversation with every single couple who contact us is, what kind of venue are you looking for? What kind of wedding do you imagine to have? And this is a starting point, because some like the fortress, some of them like to have the sea view. It really depends. Everybody's different. So we start with the venue search, okay? And after that, we ask them a number of guests are attending, because that also dictates what kind of venue I will be offering later on. After they give me the estimate budget, pretty much I have like three basic points that help me work on their tailored proposal, which I send them within 48 hours. So I ask them three basic questions, and based on that, I send them a proposal.
Do you provide the option to get married in a church, doing it the legally way, or can you also provide the option to have an outdoor wedding?
We absolutely offer church weddings. We also offer civil ceremony weddings, but also blessings, meaning that if you like to have an official wedding back home with the paperwork and the civil registration, you can absolutely do that. But church, I believe that Irish couple, majority of them actually, are still looking into having church weddings, which we absolutely do offer as our service. All the documentation, all the assistance, everything that is required for them to have a beautiful church wedding is absolutely something that we can do.
One great thing about talking to you today is obviously you have perfect English, and anybody who's Irish traveling to a foreign country, there's going to be a language barrier. Can you tell me, not just yourself, but is English widely spoken or widely understood in Croatia?
Yes, Dubrovnik, not only Dubrovnik, but the entire Croatia actually has quite a few people English speaking. Obviously, we live out of tourism, so I don't speak only English. I speak German and a bit of Italian. So we do have multiple kind of language skills between us, definitely.
Tell me about suppliers, Marcella. Do you have a list of particular suppliers that you work with couples that are working on particular budgets?
So before we started the wedding planning as such, what we did is we looked for particular suppliers who we will definitely trust and we will know. This was my like a spine of wedding planning business as such, because I know how important it is for us to have people who we can rely on and who will be there for us. This is also one thing that first and foremost I would check if I were to get married abroad. Do you have reliable suppliers who will be there and not some kind of you pay and then they don't come up? So I definitely do have a pool of very professional suppliers that we work from day one, and they are still with us on board.
So I have a location, I have a venue, I have either a church or a civil ceremony, but the actual wedding itself, do you offer wedding design services?
Certain suppliers, certain budgets. For example, just to give you an idea, in 2014, in the Sponza Palace in the old town of Dubrovnik, what we did for one couple, our Paul and Jade, actually, who were getting married at the time, we created like very long white curtains down the arch of Sponza. And even today, it was like a trend-setting thing. Even today, you have people asking the same design, slightly different, but some flowers on board. But pretty much, we are kind of setting trends. In 2014, also, we did on the Villa Rose restaurant on the local island of Kalamata, fairy lights all around the trees. So we lit the entire venue up in terms of fairy lights. And that kind of was a trend just at that particular stage. Ever since 2014, you have every single couple asking those fairy lights to be lit by other wedding planners, of course, not only by us. But some, in a way, we are definitely setting up some trends that are recognized by different couples. And this is something that makes me really happy because it brings the creative side of my company out. So design services, big yes.
One of the biggest things about planning a wedding abroad is accommodation. Can you assist in finding accommodation within the vicinity of where the wedding is going to be, or can you arrange accommodation yourself?
The fact that we wanted to provide as many different services as possible for every single couple who comes to us, we registered as a tour agency as well. That gave us, as a registration, a possibility to offer as many services out there that a couple would need. So accommodation, transfers, day activities, tours. We even offer, and many do not know this, a honeymoon service. So if you want to do a bit of an exploration of Dubrovnik or other parts of Croatia, we would definitely work on a honeymoon. It is included in our service price because we are charging you as a wedding planner for the planning services, but we do offer you a honeymoon ideas at least. So yeah, definitely.
Remind us once again of your website and your social media details, please.
So it's DubrovnikWeddingInspiration.com. Instagram account would be Dubrovnik Wedding Inspiration. Same thing for the Facebook page, Dubrovnik Wedding Inspiration.
Marcela, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me. Our company name is The Inspiration Event and Wedding Planner. The reason why we're using Dubrovnik Wedding Inspiration, because it is more understandable for couples. But the word inspiration is there because we really want our couples to be inspired, not only Dubrovnik-wise, but like wedding planning-wise in general. I hope that the conversation that I have with you will inspire some couples from Ireland to contact us and, you know, just to have us there. Call me, text me, email me. I will be there for anything that you might need from me. Nadam se da se vidimo brzo u Dubrovniku.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and have a brand new episode in your inbox every week. For more information about us, go to daraod.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you know someone getting married or who would be interested in this, please share this and also tell a friend. Finally, please rate and review our podcast. That's all for now. Join us next time for the 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'Dea.